Yes. First of all, hello everyone. And it's very nice to be able to see you from any place in the world. The topic is, of course, the most important topic, because to the extent that we prepare ourselves to the lesson, that we bring our kli, our yearnings, that we know what we want to extract out of the lesson and how can we advance towards equivalence of form, that is, towards the Creator, through the lesson. The lesson becomes those important moments for which we live. And if not for the lesson, if not for this advancement, where we sit together, study together, and come into contact with the Creator, on top of those things that Kabbalists, our teachers, wrote for us, then otherwise we have no contact with spirituality, and we're as beasts. As it says, they all seemed as beasts. Therefore, the preparation for the lesson is not just important, it determines everything. This is why it is arranged this way, that we have 3 to 4 hours during the lesson, truly in a state where we're all connected. We try to be united with the Creator. Kabbalists explained to us that to the extent that we're connected between us, we can be connected with the Creator, meaning that is our work in the group. Specifically, to build out of ourselves that pattern in which the Creator is revealed. And that way, we hope that we will reach the implementation of our goal. It starts with preparation to the lesson hours before the lesson itself. And when we already reach the lesson, we implement that preparation in practice. This is why it turns out that all of these 20 hours, let's say, when we are outside of the lesson, they too join the lesson, because we try to make our whole life as preparation for those times when we are connected together between us and with the topic, that is the Torah, and with the Creator who is revealed inside of the Torah. And there's a lot written about it. Therefore, each time, our goal becomes more and more corrected, more and more clear, each and every day, from 1 year to the next, over a long time. But each time, it changes more and more, according to how we change and the connection between us changes. So it turns out that the preparation for the lesson is also different each time. This is why we need to see what should the preparation for the lesson truly be. The preparation should be dependent on the main topic of the lesson. The main topic of the lesson, well, we need to check. We believe it's the revelation of the Creator. Most people think that way. And it doesn't seem to me that this is how it is. But rather, to give contentment to the Creator. That is the primary goal. Because we need to reach adhesion, and adhesion, dvikut, is through equivalence of form. Which form? The Creator, who is entirely in the will to bestow, that is His form, with respect to me, with respect to us, with respect to the whole of creation.
And
when the Creator relates to us this way, it should be clear to us that we need to also be in the same form. If you want to be in equivalence of form with the Creator, in adhesion with the Creator, which is achieved through equivalence of form, then we it's Him. This is why the preparation for the lesson should first of all be that I scrutinize precisely in which form I can bestow to the Creator. If I want to receive from Him, that's completely not bestowal. It can be bestowal on the condition that I truly want to be in bestowal, and afterwards, when I realize that reception from the Creator, that is the best possible bestowal towards Him, then I ask to receive. But that is already to receive in order to bestow. It's a very high degree. We're talking already about the light of Chochmah, working with our entire Kli, Galgal Ta'anayim and Achap together. But in the beginning, it's not that way. Rather, we need to grow up gradually. And so it's important for me to first of all scrutinize in the preparation for the lesson, and nevertheless, what do we begin from? And it turns out that first of all, I have to begin with the intention. If the intention is to bestow contentment upon the Creator, well, here we have a question. What should I do in order to actualize this intention, to receive, to bestow, to perform certain actions? They might be odd, they might be very different, they might be such that in my life, maybe if I would sort out these actions according to my mind, I would think that this is important, this is not. But in truth, it's not according to what I was thinking earlier. But rather, when I discover that my goal is to be in adhesion with the Creator, and this is achieved by make your desire as His desire, so then what should I do? Which desire of mine should I make like the Creator's desire? Well, to bestow. So I already have to begin with putting on top of all of my thoughts, making a restriction on them, tzimtzum, because all of my thoughts to begin with are aimed towards myself. So, if I can rise above them and begin to think only about bestowal, here I immediately stumble
into
a state of how do I do it? Where is that force within me or outside of me that will help me make a restriction on my desire? Because my desire, whichever way I try to turn it, it will always be to receive, to gain, to feel, to understand. And therefore, I'm always in a bad mood, I'm always under stress. I'm not happy with life, not happy with myself, and ultimately I'm not happy with the Creator. I constantly calculate, what do I have? And even though I already learned a lot, and I realize, I understand things somehow, still I cannot get out of that feeling of receiving. It turns out that what can I do? There is nothing to do. I am constantly still in thoughts about receiving. Whereas, if I want to reach equivalence of form, to begin the equivalence of form, it has to be in order to bestow, that I think about the Creator. How do I do that? I don't have the forces. And also, if we talk about it at the beginning of the study, a beginner, one who begins to study, it's impossible for me to have this such a thing, the power to bestow. The Creator didn't create such a thing. So, all I can do is only ask of the Creator that He will give me such a thing through the group, through connection with them. If I will ask of Him, and Kabbalists tell me that we can compose such a system of connection between us through which we bestow to the Creator, and through that same system of the 10, He bestows upon us. That is, here I already begin to understand that the work is reciprocal between me and Him. I need to bestow to the Creator through my request that He will bestow to me. Give me what I'm asking for, and I need to ask for equivalence of form. Equivalence of form is the power of bestowal, as He entirely bestows. So you should bestow. How can I ask? Well, if I will have a lack for it, the Creator understands that. He reads what is inside man's heart. How will I make it so that my heart will want to bestow? Some told that envy, earning, and honor take a person out of his world and bring him into another world, the upper world, the spiritual world. So I need to start to work with envy, honor, and yearning. Well, if I think about it, if I'm concerned about it, if I work on it, then now I realize why the Creator has divided my day into 20 hours of preparation for the lesson and 4 hours, let's say, of a lesson. Now it becomes clear to me that the time of the lesson, it's a very different kind of work. There I already come with a demand, and I'm with the 10, opposite the Creator, with a demand from Him. This is what we call in the people of Israel, side from the work. But if I didn't prepare myself, then I come to the lesson and I fall asleep until maybe somebody wakes me up, and then I start to think during the lesson already about the preparation for the lesson. And these are not these precious hours in which I need to demand of the Creator something. I didn't prepare my demand. I, as if, come to a place where I can ask, but I'm not asking. I come to a place where I can connect with others and together with them take part in a common request, and also I don't do that. So it turns out that all of these hours, the 20 hours that I should have prepared myself towards that welcoming, you know, to truly turn to the Creator out of the 10 with a scrutinized request, with the right preparation, it doesn't work out for me. and the lesson that should truly be the place for my rendezvous with the Creator. I missed out on it. I don't feel that there is some opportunity here. I don't feel that I have something in my heart that is pressuring me, compelling me to turn and to ask and to do something about it, so that I'm expecting it, so that I'm concerned that my request will reach the Creator. And it's not just to reach the Creator, it's to reach the center of the tent through the connection between us, so that apparently between us, during those 20 hours of preparation, we have to talk about how do we connect our individual preparations into one preparation, so that the entire tent will be as one parsuf, as one soul, as one havayah, having a lack. Otherwise, it's not going to work. If our lacks do not complete each other, so that we all reach a single lack, where, as we say, one receives one, then it's as if we did nothing. We didn't act at all. And once again, we come out of the lesson without the Creator hearing us and us being able to receive something from Him in order to actualize our desire, mutual bestowal, connection between us and with Him. So once again, we have to try, nevertheless, if not today, then tomorrow, if not this year, next year, but to calculate already at least what is it that we have in the preparation for the lesson. So that the entire preparation for the lesson should be as great work, very special, very subtle. It is a great... This means that our work is to make preparations. All of our work is really in the preparation. How can we bestow to the Creator as He, to begin with, wants to bestow to us? He created us in order to benefit His creations. To begin with, He has a desire to benefit. All of my work is to reach from something which is far and opposite to the same desire to bestow. As the Creator has that towards me, I need to have that towards Him. So we need to constantly think simply. How do I think it would be good for the Creator? Like that, with simple words. As it says, the Torah speaks in the words of people. How do I constantly think about doing good to the Creator? Don't give contentment to the Creator, to do good to Him. So, let's think this way. Let's say that we have someone who is very important for us, very dear to us, very close to our heart, right? Each one can depict something like to himself, that there is no more than that. Then I constantly think about how can I do good to him, do something pleasant, do him a favor. That's the right intention that we should have in order to bestow to the Creator. This is really what we have to do. So let's think about it all the time. Let's imagine this thing. Let's say that we have such an ability, so then each moment in life In all my thoughts, in all my actions, I only think about one thing, to bring contentment, to make it pleasant, to bring joy to the Creator. Simply. Yeah, in a human kind of way.
And
all of my preparation accordingly in the group should be in awakening within me the importance for that, the importance of the Creator, the importance of my work on doing good to Him, making it pleasant for Him, giving Him contentment. That's it. So think only about that, talk only about that, and as a result of that, for sure, we will start to receive from above responses from the Creator, that is, and then I will start to feel that indeed my heart is becoming accustomed to this, and that I want to bestow that, as it says, he should not be a foreign God to you, that indeed he is coming closer, and he is becoming important for me. And it all depends on the envy, yearning, and honor that we will feel in the work with the friends, how much the Creator is becoming more important in our eyes, nothing more than that. And then we begin to understand that those words, to be in bestow, in order to bestow, we then receive them in a simpler manner. I recommend the following. Simply, try to always think that you are thinking about him, about giving him contentment, giving him pleasure. And for it to happen, when we begin to think about it, especially together, we are capable of starting to feel that the Creator is no longer a stranger.
He
fully becomes formed as an inner feeling, which is more and more clear. From afar, it takes time, but we have to make it is difficult. It's difficult, but everything depends on the preparation. So, let us today, even though we're just beginning the lesson, let us today do an exercise together throughout the day. I started it yesterday already. Let us begin to think simply. How do I, in each and every thought, action, desire, whatever I'm doing, the necessary things from zero, whatever I do, meaning from thought and action and desire, whatever I do in this world, in all things, with my body, with my deeds, my thoughts, my desires, I want that the result of each one of these things will be that there will be contentment to the Creator. Meaning, as it says, that our heart will rejoice in Him, that I already want to be in Him, and feel how much I, through each and every thought, speaking, and action, and it doesn't matter what I'm saying, what I'm doing, in what form, with whom, and what it is, I only want one thing. The Creator is everything. He exists in all of our actions, the corporeal ones and the spiritual ones as one. I want, by each and every action, to bring contentment. That's it. How will I know? I cannot know, because then I will remain in order to receive. I'm not yet protected, shielded, so that I can see and feel how I bring contentment to the Creator as He does for me. So this is why we do it through the group. We do exercises between us in order to bring contentment to the friends, together, everyone, each one to the others, and feel in the ten how much we can truly bring contentment, each one to the others. The intention in that should nevertheless be that I don't just want to do it for the friends. The friends are just the means. I was given such an image of the group. That I can work with. However, the most important is that I can depict to myself that if I bring contentment to the Creator, it is only through the group. And try more and more, come back to it again and again. And this way each one helps the other, holding the other, not allowing him to fall. And of course, after some time, we give up, we despair, we can't do it, we're tired of it, but again and again and again. Because each time we're making new scrutinies, we're correcting yet another desire and another desire and another desire, a penny and a penny, it accumulates to a great sum, and that way we reach the end goal. We cannot run away from it. So therefore, let us continue this more and more. Continue with our... contentment, or what is it like?
What gives him contentment is the... it's your exertion. Your exertion. With regards to all these disruptions he gives us. The Creator always trips us, right? He gives us disturbances, disruptions of this nature and that nature. Why? Because by overcoming these disruptions, we can attain Him 620 times over, right, multiplied, to elevate us to a degree of existence which is called Adam HaRishon, prior to the sin, prior to the shattering, prior to the sin of the tree of knowledge. So why did the sin happen? It's only in order to take us through this whole revolution, this whole roundabout way to a state where we can feel Him more. We don't have any other way to attain the completeness of His actions, His intention, His desire, what He thought about when He thought of us, how He created creation, how He organized it, nothing. If we don't act now with all these situations in which we stumble and we don't understand them, we won't have scrutinies. We won't have scrutinies. Imagine to yourself a baby, where each and every moment, with everything he wants, he immediately receives. Immediately. Do you understand that he will be very poor, right? He won't be able to scrutinize anything in his life. So these scrutinies, these disruptions that the Creator gives us deliberately, there's no real need for them seemingly, but this is only for us, and all these disruptions are for what purpose? They obstruct us from connecting to Him, to feel Him, to adhere to Him, to grab hold of Him. Those are what the disruptions are about. And why? Because by all these disruptions, we do come to feel what's missing. We do come to a state where we are able to grab hold of Him, to grasp Him. And this is the benefit of them. And so this concealment it must be revealed this way. All of revelation is through concealment. He created the exile, the distance, the shattering. It's all for us to discover the gap between us and Him. But it's all felt already, right? Because I begin to discover, to feel the extent to which we are in contrast, right? We're Him and me. We are separate. There's a great distance between us. We're the complete opposite. They're two different worlds. So how can I come to know this? And if we discover this distance, like a meter from one to the other, then we can achieve some sort of connection. Immediately, a distance of 2 meters is revealed, and it's also corrected. 3 meters corrected. And that's how we begin to see the oppositeness of form. And we become more and more the created beings, because the created being is, with respect to how opposite it is to the creator, but it receives the feeling of this oppositeness by attaining intermittently, or in alternate manner, also the feeling of the creator, the adhesion with Him. So it turns out that He's similar, opposite, and more. And this is our work. And we need to strengthen the groups and the 10. My 10, it has to always hold on to the greatness. And then I'll be able to be impressed by them. Otherwise, how will I get to a state where I have the strength? In every moment, the Creator rejects, and I make an effort. He rejects again, and I make an effort. How else will I advance? I have to be more and more the created being, meaning more and more egoistic, intermittently, again, between states. And I become more and more like the Creator. That's the... The right preparation is such that it becomes clear to us even before we begin the lesson. The topic of the lesson is clear to us, right? If the topic of the lesson now is the importance of the preparation for the lesson, so we're talking about the importance of the preparation. So I know that my success depends on the preparation, right? My success in bestowing contentment with the Creator, which is the purpose of my life, by which I become the loyal servant of the Creator, like Moses. Yes? And so this topic, this subject I have to study and know to an extent, not in very fine detail, of course, but at least to know in general how I come to the lesson tomorrow and how I prepare in order to advance, to take a step forward. Meaning that right now, today, with my friends, I am going to discuss tomorrow's lesson. And I prepare myself together with them for tomorrow's lesson. And after tomorrow's lesson, the lesson took place, and then we went through it in a good way, or however it may have happened, as a result of our preparation. We have a summary. We hold a summary for the lesson regarding our results, what we expected to get from the lesson and what we actually got from the lesson, do these things match? Did we advance one step, one degree forward, right? All these things we need to scrutinize. And then the lesson will truly be beneficial to us. Well, and there are others. There's other actions around this also. So we discussed the lesson before the lesson, during the lesson, after the lesson, and then we advance to the next lesson. We discuss prior to the lesson, during the lesson, and after the lesson, and that's how it always is. Several times we relate from our different states, we relate to that lesson. The lesson becomes, therefore, a kind of, how to put it, a special dose, a special action from above. The Creator draws us, pulls us in this way. So we discuss, why did He do this? How? Why through this subject specifically? How do we respond? How can we reach equivalence with Him? How do we achieve adhesion? And so on and so forth and so on. We use all of our powers as much as we can because we already did the preparations, right? In our first years, when we didn't know how to establish ourselves, how to relate to each other, and so on, we had such preparations we needed to do. We needed to build the group. It's like in school where a child comes for the first few years. He learns how to read and to write, mathematics, how to multiply and so on, and divide, general things. We're past that. Now we're learning more specific, more profession-oriented things, more specific things in the profession. And that's how we need to relate to the process of this study, to make of it an educational process, and even more. The act of bestowal, in effect. So it turns out that the 24 hours... meaning that we don't need to learn how to be smarter, as we usually think, to know many things, to understand many things. No. Only bestowal. That's why we talked about this. We said that we need to try to constantly think about the Creator. How do I please Him? Giving contentment. I don't know what contentment means, right? But to make Him feel pleasant, right? I want to cause Him pleasantness. Like with people. We think of them, usually, we can't think of them that way, but towards the Creator, regardless of what I'm doing, in my free hours when I don't do anything much, in hours where I'm busy, regardless of what I'm doing, at home, walking in the street, at work, I'm always thinking about one thing. How do I cause Him contentment, pleasantness, rather. I want Him to feel pleasant, like a mother towards the baby. That's the only thing she wants. She wants Him to feel pleasant, to feel good. So for her, this is an instinct. And so we need to learn from this. So let's try to do that. This is a great effort, of course, as he says.
And
if I want the study to give me this ability to be able to think about the Creator constantly,
that the Creator is in bestowal and I'm a wise disciple learning from the Creator, from the wise, how to bring contentment to people, then how I can bring contentment back to Him. So then I'll be
excerpts we're going to have.
Diagrams, I don't know, but excerpts, yes. We have to get not many, but the name, the title of the lesson, like the topic. So like today, what is it called? The importance of the preparation for the lesson, selected excerpts from the sources. So the importance of the preparation for the lesson. So this is what I need to know, to think what is the preparation for the lesson, what for, why, what exactly should the preparation include. So this topic I need to scrutinize in me. It needs to be in my heart already so that I will be able to scrutinize this topic with others in connecting with them. So that during the lesson, the topic, which is pretty much scrutinized already, it's prepared already in advance, so we connect it together. We make it together. We agree that we cook something special together. And one person brings potatoes, another eggs, another meats, another spices, like salt, pepper, whatever. Everyone puts it in the pot and we cook it. This is what we have to do with the lesson of the topic, the topic of the lesson. That each one prepares himself in advance and knows what it's about. He comes to know this, and in this way, during the lesson, he's included with the others. More questions?
Kiev, please. Hello, dear Rav. We read that a student has to learn from the Creator how to bestow to him. What does it mean to learn from the Creator how to bestow to him?
How to bestow upon the Creator? Try to bestow upon the friend. You can't give to the Creator if you're not first given to a friend, because the Creator doesn't need any bestowal. He has no deficiencies. He doesn't want anything from you. But if you want to bestow upon him, you have one way to bestow upon his children, upon those he loves. And this is why you bestow upon people. That's it. Meaning, bestowing upon the Creator means bestowing upon the people. It is called from the love of man to the love of God. Otherwise, there is no way for you to express it. There's no possibility. All of your actions toward the Creator has to be only...
Good morning, Rav. A question about the desire to bestow to the Creator. In the past few days, you said many things like the friends should exert in order to open their hearts for each other, or the sum total of the exertion of feeling the friends, that's the Creator. The question is, first, why isn't it enough to just pray for each other and to wake up each other? Why do we have to open our hearts in the ten for each other? Meaning, is that a spiritual action? Does that give contentment to the Creator? That's the first part of the question.
Yeah, this is an action that brings contentment to the Creator, because then he can be revealed. The Creator can be revealed only as one man with one heart.
What?
More?
And my second question is, we're talking about the preparation for the lesson, and I want to understand the mutual attempt to feel each other's heart. Are we committed to this work during the preparation, or shouldn't we do this during the preparation for the lesson?
We have to feel ourselves as one man with one heart. Ideally, it should happen before the lesson, in the preparation for the lesson. And then the whole lesson will be received in one desire, meaning in one partsuf, in one soul. If we can't do this as a preparation for the lesson, then we should try to do it during the lesson. So part of the lesson will go toward the preparation, and the other part of the lesson after the preparation will go toward